Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on July 6 regarding Nicole, N-I-C-O-L-E, Horan, H-U-R-Y-N. Nicole Horan is a 41-year-old woman who indicated she was injured at work on 3-17-21 with no distinct injury. It appeared it was at that time that she experienced symptoms in her right and left arms that she attributed to running a food pantry. Period. She did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. Further evaluation led to a diagnosis of medial epicondylitis. Period. She did not undergo any surgery on either elbow, nor did she receive any injections. Period. New paragraph. This will be inserted in her occupational history. She currently states that she worked full-time, 8 hours per day, 6 hours of 6 hours of labor and 2 hours administrative at a desk. Period. She worked 1 to 5. Scratch that. She related her pantry cooked for 60,000 people in March 2022, serving 1,029 households. Period. New paragraph. Medical records show she was seen by Dr. Genovese, G-E-N-O-V-E-S-E, on 7/12/18 for an annual wellness visit. Period. She complained of a crushing injury to her left second finger, leading to a non-displaced fracture. Period. She did not offer any other symptomatic complaints, including those involving either arm. Period. History was remarkable for lumbar and thoracic radiculopathy, comma, cervicalgia, comma, asthma, comma, acute sinusitis, comma, and otitis media. Period. She had been prescribed medications for several of those conditions. Period. Dr. Genovese performed a physical exam, and for the musculoskeletal area wrote, quote, extremities normal with good motor tone and strength, comma, no joint swelling or tenderness, comma, normal reflexes, comma, no cyanosis, comma, clubbing or infection, period, end quote. She did not render any orthopedic diagnoses, but referred Ms. Urin for various laboratory studies. Period. It was summarized that she had a, quote, normal clinical exam, period, end quote. On 3/8/21, the petitioner was seen at Concentra, stating she injured both arms on 3/17/21. Period. She not only had pain that was getting worse, but was experiencing numbness, comma, tingling, comma, and weakness in both arms, specifically at the elbows. Period. She took Tylenol and ibuprofen. That did not help. Period. She had returned to work since the injury occurred. Period. Her listed occupation was that of food pantry coordinator. Period. She was at that job for 15 years and worked an average of 40 hours per week. Period. The expected shift hours that day were 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Period. She did not perform recent overtime. Period. She described repeatedly taking cans off the shelf and placing them in a plastic bag held by the other hand. Period. She began this position full-time in November 2020. Period. She had a full-time assistant until 2/1/21 when he stopped coming to work. Period. There was no change in the volume of cans picked. Period. The onset was 2 days ago and was mild, but worsened the previous day. Period. She actually denied trauma. Period. Dr. Agrawal EGRAWAL. Noted x-rays showed no significant findings. Period. He also performed a clinical exam leading to a diagnosis of medial epicondylitis of the right elbow. Period. A course of physical therapy was ordered and she was placed in a sleeve. Period. Therapy was rendered on the dates described. Period. She followed up at Concentra through 4-1-21, period. She was feeling better and her right elbow was coming along. Period. She was currently working on modified duty and not taking any medication for pain. Period. Clinical exam was unimpressive once again. Period. The nurse practitioner recommended continuation of physical therapy. Period. She was using an outside therapist, so their notes were not available to review. Period. She discussed plans for discharge on the next visit after additional physical therapy sessions. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed callus formation on the palms bilaterally. Period. Pinprick sensation on the left radial wrist elicited a zap sensation to pinprick testing, but was otherwise normal. Period. She was tender to palpation about the right medial epicondyle, but there was none on the left. That section is normal. Hands, elbows. She had positive tenille sign at both medial epicondyles for numbness and tingling. Period. The rest of that is normal. Cervical normal, thoracic normal. Nicole Yarn alleges her routine job performance with the insured led to permanent disability involving both arms and elbows. Period. The actual amount of time she had this position, particularly without a helper, was short. Period. She had seen Dr. Genovese on 7/12/18 and did not offer any symptomatic complaints. Period. This would have been in the midst of her alleged occupational exposure from August 2005 to the present. Period. She then was seen at Concentra on 3/18/21, where x-rays were negative. Period. She did participate in physical therapy on the dates described. Period. As of 4/1/21, it was anticipated that she would return for one more visit after completing physical therapy. Period. Her last therapy session was on 5/3/21, which was her eighth visit. Period. It was anticipated she would have a follow-up visit afterwards. Period. New paragraph. The current exam found there to be full range of motion of both upper extremities. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. There was no tenderness, crepitus, triggering, or locking. Period. She was tender to the right medial epicondyle by palpation. Period. Tenelles at the medial epicondyles elicited numbness and tingling bilaterally. Period. However, tenelles and phalanges at the wrists were negative bilaterally. Period. She had intact strength and an odd response to pinprick testing. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial disability referable to either the right or left arms. Period. She has continued working as a driver and a substitute counselor. Period. She began working in the pantry, food pantry, on 3/26/20 and did this through November 2020 with three co-workers. Period. Prior to that, she worked from 2008 to 2020 as a cook and program aide that involved watching children. period. She elaborates that in November 2020, she was the coordinator and had one co-worker. Period, he left in February 2021. Period, she was then by herself beginning 9/8/21 when a new assistant arrived. Period. That assistant worked through March of 2022 when he went to work at his second pantry. Period, the petitioner reports working by herself through 5/31/22. Period. And that is the end.